Bristol-based sockeye salmon fishery is being used to teach students at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire about the ins and outs of supply and demand. Bob Hansen is the senior associate dean of the Tuck School of Business. He says thousands of students have studied the Bristol Bay fishery over the last 30 years.
It starts at the level of a captain and a boat, and looks at the questions of how many crew essentially to have on board the boat as a function of the productivity of the crew in terms of catching fish and what the price of the fish is expected to be. And then it aggregates up, as we do in economics, from the level of one company or one firm, one boat in this instance, up to the level of the fleet, so that you can talk about the total catch of the fleet, the total supply, as it were. And then we bring in demand. So you've got demand as a function of what's going on the consumer side of the market. You've got supply as a function of what's going on with all the boats.
Bob Hansen has ties to the Bristol Bay sockeye salmon fishery through his brother Dave Hansen. He's a drift net fisherman, perhaps best known for inventing the salmon slide. Bob Hansen admits that every time he uses Bristol Bay as a teaching tool, he makes the students try and account for a sudden shock to the fishing industry.
I kind of learned this from Dave, because he's always talked about the difference between the wild sockeye salmon versus the farm-raised. So we imagine that there's been a shock to the farm-raised salmon industry. It's been devastated by a virus. So that reduces the supply of farm-raised salmon and increases the demand for sockeye salmon, which increases the price of sockeye salmon. And then we work through the adjustment that the captains and the Bristol Bay industry would experience if this were actually to happen.
Hansen says examining the Bristol Bay sockeye fishery has proven to be a very successful teaching tool that has been used for many years. As a matter of fact, Hansen taught the class just last week. He says the fact that this year's run came in much larger than the preseason forecast will be among the factors that students must consider.
I'll remind them that total revenue for any company is typically a price times a quantity. Total revenue is P times Q. So in this case, the fishery and all the boats essentially are enjoying a very high Q quantity. But because of this demand relationship we have, when you've got a high supply, you're probably going to see a lower price.
The factors that Hansen outlines for his students at Dartmouth actually occurred this year. The base sockeye price this year put forward by the major processors is $1.20 a pound. That's down from last year's base price of $1.50 a pound and much lower than the $2 a pound that many fishermen and other stakeholders were expecting this year. Hansen says the class about Bristol Bay's sockeye run has always gone over very well with students, and he says the fishery has proven itself a good model to use to teach students about supply and demand and microeconomic principles. Hansen confirms that he's even had students who decided to come to Bristol Bay to see the fishery firsthand. The most recent class that uses Bristol Bay's sockeye fishery as a teaching tool got underway late last week. It's called Managerial Economics. It features undergraduate students from around 60 colleges who participate in a 4-week business bridge program. Bristol Bay's fishery is also used as a teaching tool in Dartmouth's MBA program. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.